On the phone with us at this hour, we have Tim Richter from CAL FIRE. Tim is the incident commander on the fire that has been burning this afternoon down in the Jackson Valley. And Tim, we know you're a busy guy, so we appreciate you taking time to talk with us. Can you give us the latest? I guess you're calling this the Goose Fire you're calling it?
That's correct. This is the Goose Fire, yes.
All right, what's the latest you can tell us on the fire?
Right now, the fire is 30% contained. It's holding at 60 acres. We have several homes evacuated in the area. We recently just reopened Jackson Valley Road, and we have ground and air resources currently mopping the fire up.
All right. So do we still have air attack, or has the air tankers been released?
The fixed-wing aircraft has been released. We still have one helicopter working the fire.
Good. Tim, are you worried this summer with the lack of water in some of the reservoirs? Is that a concern to CAL FIRE? Because I know you guys use those helicopters to dump into the, you know, lakes and so forth. Is that a concern?
Yes, yeah. Lack of water is always a concern with this. Mainly, right now, we're experiencing fire conditions and fuel conditions that we normally see in July and August. Everything is very dry and very receptive to any type of spark that might, you know, land in the dead grass.
Yeah.
And with the winds we have in the afternoon, it's pushing these fires a little faster than we'd like to.
You know, Tim, I know we don't want to speculate on what caused it. We'll wait for the investigation. We assume that's still ongoing right now. But it's so important that people remember to do the right thing at the right time with the right equipment, right?
Absolutely. You know, if you feel that you want to go and mow your lawn or do any yard work like that, the best time is early in the morning, and make sure you have some sort of water source on site in case something does happen. You can take care of it right away. But, you know, we suggest that you do most of the stuff in the early spring when the grass is still green.
Is there ever a time when CAL FIRE would say, you know, maybe it's, let's just back off on trying to do that. It's too late now. You've waited too long to work on that defensible space?
No, we're not in the business of telling people not to do that. We just like to, you know, let people know to use all the precautions that they're available to them. And if there's any reason why you think that it's not a good idea, just don't do it. You know, especially in the late afternoon. Any time after, you know, 10 o'clock, things start heating up and drying out, and the wind starts picking up.
Yeah, and we understand that it's been, you know, the humidity's been down in the 20s, if not in the teens also during the afternoons here. And we're coming into a heat wave, you know, they say Thursday, but I say it's going to start on Tuesday. If it hasn't already started, I mean, you guys are out there on the fire lines. There's a heat wave going on right now, but we're at 85 right now at 5:32. In the afternoon. So, you know, over the next couple of days, it's going to get hotter and hotter. And we're looking at triple digits by Wednesday. And that's just, man, like you say, we're in conditions right now that we would normally see in July or August, did you say? July or August?
Correct. Yes, yes. Yes, with the lack of water from this last winter, the conditions have just come up on us a lot quicker than we'd like. Mm-hmm.
So, if you would, Tim, did this fire just start with, you know, just in a small area? Because it seemed like when you were first toned out, it was like 2 acres or so, and then poof, it just was up to, you know, we were watching it through the fire cameras, and just like, boom, just like it exploded. Did it move that fast?
Yes, the initial fire was dispatched at about 3 o'clock, and we had a half an acre.
Wow.
And the fire started in dead grass down a field, and it rapidly expanded into 20-plus acres, and that's when we got the aircraft and everybody out here to get this thing stopped.
Yeah, it's in the, yep. Is it the Jackson Valley Estates area? Is that where it's at? I know it's off of, what, Goose Hill Road?
Goose Hill Ranch Road.
Goose
correct.
Hill Ranch Road. Okay, I think they call it the Jackson Valley Estates area. I'm not quite sure, but
yep.
Wow. So at 3 o'clock, it was half an acre, and here we are at five. You know, at 5:30. Well, you were giving. I think the latest update we had was at five, and it was at 60 acres. It had grown that fast. I don't think people understand, Tim, and we'll only keep you for a few more minutes here because we know you got to get back to the incident command, but I don't think people realize how fast fire can spread. It can spread just boom before you know it.
Yes, it can spread in an instant. I mean, one small spark can turn into 60 acres like we saw today in a matter of less than, you know, an hour and a half. Yeah. Yes, it moves very rapidly, especially when we have a slope and a wind blowing in alignment.
Right.
Well, Tim, thank you very much for giving us the call. Again, we're not going to keep you any longer than we have to. Again, the fire now approximately 60 acres. You're at 30% containment, and it looks like forward progress has been stopped, and some evacuations have been lifted?
No, right now we still have...
Still have, okay.
Yeah, still have some evacuations. And before I let you go, I'd just like to ask everybody, please, the 4th of July is coming up. Please do not use fireworks. You know, we get multiple fire starts every year during the 4th of July. The conditions are just so bad right now that please don't risk it and keep those fireworks at home or just don't buy them. Don't mess around with that stuff, please.
Yeah, all righty. So, again, Jackson Valley Road, you've got that open now?
Correct.
Okay, good. Hey, Tim, thank you very much. Tim Richter, Tim's the incident commander, IC, of the Goose Fire. Again, sounds like you guys, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but sounds like you guys got the upper hand on it. But I assume you'll be out there with crews throughout the night working on hotspots and trying to mop it up and make sure it doesn't flare up at all. So, Tim, again, thank you. Thank you very, very much. And again, we will pass that message along. You know, even though fireworks, the safe and sane kind, are legal in the incorporated cities of Amador County, please be safe. Please be careful with that if you choose to buy the fireworks this year. So, Tim, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, again, that was Tim Richter. Tim is the incident commander on what is being called the Goose Fire. Again, it started off half an acre at 3 o'clock, and boom, has exploded now to 60 acres. Luckily, they have the forward progress stopped, and it looks like they've got a good handle on that fire, but crews will be on the scene throughout the evening with mop-ups and making sure that they can shore up those containment lines. If anything does happen, if it jumps those lines or gets, flares back up again, of course, we'll get on the air and pass that along to you.